Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Happy April Fool's Day, all of us. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, prominent entrepreneur, Mike Ciriaco, C-Rock, they call him. He is the founder of That One Network. It's a branding and podcast group. C-Rock was the first guest I had from that group back in November. And he's a prominent speaker, best-selling author. He's returning, along with Bear Thomas Perez, former pro rugby player, who's now the co-founder, executive publisher of the Awakened Souls Media Group. And the Sports Doctor's in some emails. Hey, C-Rock, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Great to be here. What's happening?
Great. Greg, give us some background on yourself and That One network and the whole world of podcasts. You know, I've been doing live radio. I think it's 45 years, give or take a few weeks. And you remember, whoever heard of the word podcast? You know, now it's the biggest thing in the world. Give us some background, Mike.
Yeah, I fell into this world. A mentor told me that in order to get known, I should go that route, go get on podcasts. It's about 6 or 7 years ago, and I just listened and started going on podcasts as a guest, sharing my stories and helping people expand, and it just blew up. And I did over 1,200 podcast guest appearances in the last 6 years, and that led to an amazing network expansion, and that's what you've experienced being a part of at That One Network.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I've been part of the group, the National Publicity Summit, for, gosh, almost a decade. That fantastic group that meets the media, where they have attendees, where I would meet authors and doctors and entrepreneurs and whatever they were pitching to come on my radio show. And not since then did I meet a quality of the kind of group that's involved with this That One Network, just a international talented group of podcast superstars and business people and entrepreneurs in so many ways. I probably had over a dozen as guests. And like I told you initially, I love trading radio shows. I'm always looking for great guests, and I'm always looking to be with the podcast groups. And talk a little bit. Jerry is your co-founder, Mike?
Yeah, he's the co-founder in the network, and our upper chamber of that network called Quantum Expansion, which is a group. It's like a club. We get together with this group 4 times a year. And we're all looking to expand in every area of our life. And the members of the group consist of people that are doing things that I'm interested in. So if you think about health and wellness, biohacking, longevity, you think of sports, you think of business and entrepreneurship, all these things that I'm interested
C-Rock,
in.
You know what's funny? I've been talking about holistic and quote-unquote alternative medicine for decades when it was called alternative medicine, before we could get them to change the word to complementary. When we would talk about, I call it the mental game, on the Sports Doctor. And it's amazing how that's been such a challenge when anything mental was considered voodoo. Now one of our favorite guests is an Australian sports hypnotist specialist, Sue Williams, where so much is in that mental side. Again, whether it's sports or it's entertainment or it's business, and the podcast world has exploded. You're the only guy I know who might have as many podcast appearances as I had yet. You know, or you're getting close, man, in one way or another. Talk about your podcast.
Yeah, so I have two podcasts. One's called What Are You Made Of? And that I interview people to hear their stories of the ingredients that have gone into making them who they are, to get them to do what they're doing. I get to experience the emotions that they've went through and what they've overcome. And I have another podcast called That One Podcast, and that interviews people who are that one in their space, that are unique. Yes. And we find out what makes them unique.
Well, that's what's so interesting is, again, like I was mentioning before, this world of nobody ever heard of the word biohacking, let alone mindfulness, let alone, you know, the mind-body connection, which over the decades has become big deal in sports medicine and the highest performance. And the fact that all of a sudden, and, you know, my longtime colleague, Dr. Bob Goldman, who virtually invented anti-aging 40 years ago, whatever it was, with those particular groups. And it's amazing to see how longevity world, you know, I just turned 80 and I'm counting on the fact that 80 is the new 60, C-Rock. And it's all about, again, so I have a tremendous array of specialties. I have Netherlands Taoist on the show, Gerard Wouters, a couple of months ago, and he was talking about 2,500-year-old lifestyle principles, like simplicity and compassion and empathy. And he was talking about, you know, today's audience, you know, let alone and the pressure that sometimes we see is in so many of these different areas. And nowhere do we see more of that than in youth sports and in some of the different situations, you know, with social media. People are burning a candle on 12 ends, and health and wellness has now become a gigantic topic. Knock on wood.
For sure. You know, and I'm involved with youth sports. My daughter plays travel softball, and, you know, the go of it, the hustle and bustle, the competition at the younger ages, yes, nowadays is pretty intense. And so,
That's why I sent you the book, C-Rock, hashtag hate sports parents. Today, yes, girls and women's sports has exploded in popularity, in demand. And one of the biggest reasons I co-wrote the book was overkill, the overuse injuries, the concerns of overzealous parents, coaches, schedules. This is a very, very big topic, and I got news for you. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure's on. Don't you understand, Dr. Weil? If my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her knees are killing her. Her ankles are killing her, et cetera, et cetera. So all of these areas on the physical side, where I'm talking about, I just celebrated my latest gold medalist at the Olympics. The pairs figure skater, Danny O'Shea, won a gold medal with the United States figure skating team. He was like 13 when I put orthotics in his skates. He just turned 35, C-Rock. So
wow.
It was an exciting thing to see, because we were celebrating 16 years since this kid from Illinois, Evan Lysacek, who was 10 when we put orthotics in his skates, he was the Olympic champion 2010. So that part of the world, when we're talking youth parents, and we're talking these kinds of pressures, is why we pay such attention to the late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery, who shared my radio show with me in the 90s for a couple of years. And he had a couple of bullet points for the sports parents. He said, number one, don't be a critic. Don't be analyzing your son or daughter's activity on the way home. And number two, be a good listener. How's it going? How's your body? How you feeling? And, you know, we're all aware of some of the abuse that's been involved in this situation. So now the abuse is on the other side with seniors and pickleball.
Yeah, you know, I've got my butt kicked by a couple of 60 and 70 year olds recently in pickleball. And it really humbled
me. Why I said to you, yes, that this is a big challenge, because pickleball, that's my article I shared with you from 2020. When no one knew how to spell pickleball. And I was talking about that the article's called Pickleball Physical. And it was all about the fact that we had seniors jumping on the court, man, because they loved it, but they just weren't used to that. I mean, come on, it's like racquetball or tennis. You're moving all over the court. So you got to get ready. And I tell them the same thing I tell your daughter. Two big things. Number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. Pay big attention to it. you want explosiveness and stability and balance. And number two, work balance. Work all sorts of balance exercises. What's the best place and site that people could find out about you, your podcast, and everything else you do, C-Rock?
Yeah, they can go and just Google my name, Mike C-ROC, C-Rock, Mike C-Rock. You can see my Instagram, my LinkedIn. Their company will be up there. So Google is the best way to go. Google Mike C-Rock.
Okay. Is Jerry, tell us a little bit about Jerry. I got to get him back on the show. How'd you guys get together?
Yeah. Jerry is a former kickboxer and he's worked with some MMA fighters and he's also a real estate expert, performance expert, and he's also a multi-platinum record producer. And he's a great friend of mine. I met him back in the day, about 4 or 5 years ago. We just connected. He was running some of the biggest rooms on the app.
Remind me to send him my son's new album, a little broken. Some of the best athletes we've ever worked with in the past, because they were barefoot, again, were the martial artists. And when we were talking about the kickboxing, and we had, again, as a sports podiatrist, the role of the foot is such a big deal in so many different areas. But that's quite a combination between kickboxing on the left, real estate in the middle, and record production.
Yeah, that's right. It's good to be well-rounded. But, you know, you keep talking about the feet a lot. You talk about the feet a lot, and I just want to point out the importance of this is because the feet are the foundation. And without a foundation, everything above it will crumble.
Exactly. This is why I sing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones connected to the knee bone, and my chiropractic colleagues sing a song, the backbone's connected to the hip bone, and then we meet in the middle. Yes, no matter, and the more serious your sport, when you're talking about the fact that foot mechanics many times are inherited, one of the biggest problems we see is flat foot related knee problems, especially in girls and women. So in any sport you're in or whatever level you're at, having podiatry to help you choose the best shoe, take a look at the foot mechanics. Orthotics is still one of the biggest secrets because it's a wild west. There's inserts that are, you know, all over the place. So that's not a prescription or orthotic device. So I got a funny story for you about five of the Super Bowl Shuffle Bears during that performance were in my orthotics.
Wow.
Right, man.
You've been on the block, haven't you?
I had to share that with you. Well, I met in the 70s a very, very famous former Mr. America, the late, great Bob Guida. He was one of the world's leading sports therapists. If you needed to rehab, if you were interested in being a step or two faster, you came to Guida. And he had a tremendous regard for the role of the foot, and that's how we got married, whatever it was in the late 70s. And we would see the John McEnroes and the Jim McMahons and the Walter Paytons. And it was an incredible experience to be involved at that kind of level, volleyball, the Olympians. And so the role of the foot became a very, very big deal. This is why we tell people, whether their parents or athletes themselves, include the specialty many times of sports podiatry in order to be able to get that kind of input. People are very surprised when they find out that, for example, foot mechanics, hey, gee, the kid's got high arches, just like his father and grandfather. Gee, you know, she developed bunions, just like her mother and her grandmother and hammer toes. And a lot of times that's a big part of the educational side. But again, on the sports doctor, we pay as much attention to concussions and the area of the mental game as we do on the physical side. And again, when you're a sports parent, you know that you experience a lot of it. And one of the things that he also said big time was enjoy the heck out of it because it flies by, C-Rock.
That's right. It does.
It does. Flies by all of a sudden, man. Hey, the career's over. What are we going to do? But you could be overzealous. You could be overzealous. Here's another great story. If you, LeBron James is sitting in the stands rooting for his son, Ronnie, when he's like 12 or 13 and in the stands with LeBron is LeBron's mom, grandma. And he's ranting and raving and she says, hey, would you sit down already? So that was one of the funny stories. Give us again, I know the time will fly. C-Rock, give me again all that info people can find out about you and a great organization.
Yeah, just Google search my name, Mike C-ROC, and we are getting people that are experts booked on top podcasts at that one agency.
Oh, yeah, it's a place to be. It's a lot of action, tremendous talent. And I want to thank you so much again for coming back. We'll keep on top, check all this progress. You're all over the place, going four places during the year. So thank you so much. And hold on, C-Rock. Everybody will be right back. Hold on, C-Rock. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
My plug. Hey, it's the sports doctor. We're back. We got some technical difficulties here getting hold of Bear Perez, wherever he is in the world, with WhatsApp. So what we're going to do is we're going to move up to the further discussion
of what we started a couple of weeks ago with the hashtag Hey Sports Parent book that we're talking about, and some of the different experts and topics that we had discussed that we were really paying such attention to, especially after the Olympics. And, you know, you might have heard our first segment where I was bragging about my latest gold medalist in figure skating. Danny O'Shea, who was part of the gold medal United States figure skating team. And they won a team gold medal. He was pairs with his partner. And so he won a gold medal. And I was reminiscing that he must have been about, I think he was 13 or 14 when he first put orthotics on the skates. And he just, after the Olympics, I think he celebrated his 35th birthday. We were again celebrating 16 years since the young Naperville kid, Evan Lysacek, who was like 10 years old. And we put orthotics in his skates. And it was 16 years later that we were celebrating, and we didn't realize that we had another one that was going. So when there's something like that happens, it's pretty darn exciting. Let's say it's one of your patients, one of your colleagues becomes a professional in any way, shape, or form, let alone gets to the Olympics. So around these particular topics, you know, when my co-author, Sharky Zartman, who grew up becoming a national team volleyball, sand volleyball player, and regular volleyball player, and not only experienced what it was like to grow up in that particular situation, but then became a coach, married her coach in that particular world. And this is why she pays such attention to so many different areas of what was called sports parenting 101. You know, the things like the real values of playing sports, things like the pitfalls of playing sports, the finding the best program for your son or daughter is, you know, really what level, how aggressive, what's your role as a parent when it comes to youth sports? How about coaching your own kids on the team? How nutrition is really your responsibility to be cognizant of, aware of, paying attention to, as far as your son or daughter is concerned. When it comes to the college recruiting, again, today's world is a whole different world when it comes to, my gosh, gambling and paying athletes, and the stress management side, the whole stress management side of sports parenting. And, you know, she touches on coach abuse. World of Gymnastics is a great example of some of that, some of these histories that we've seen. Section two, we were paying big attention to the sports doctors in. I wanted to pay big attention, again, to keeping your son or daughter safe and what you need to know about preventing injuries. And overuse, repetitive motion injuries is such a problem in youth sports where we do see specialization very early. And we pay attention to that later on in the book. I pay attention to the challenge of drugs in youth sports. I'm not talking about performance-enhancing drugs. I'm talking about over-the-counter painkillers, the ibuprofens, the Advils, the necessity of these young kids needing these drugs to participate, where we're going, whoa, overuse, overkill. And parents many times are surprised. A lot of times these kids don't even consider over-the-counter medicines like I just mentioned as drugs. They think they're almost supplements, let alone the world of supplements. Choosing the best shoes for your young athletes. Big topic that I pay attention to. And the idea of foot mechanics and orthotics, this has been such a big part of my career, whether I was dealing with superstars or grandmas, young kids at high levels and all sorts of different sports at different ages, and the tremendous benefit of orthotics when done properly, when done by prescription. So this is something that we really, really get into. Then I'm talking what I just mentioned. I call it the prodigy sports. What if your son or daughter is specializing? Now, every trainer, sports medicine doctor, physical and mental side of it, will recommend kids playing different sports as they grow up to at least adolescence. And that specializing earlier than that is problematic. And that's true. But when you're dealing with, for example, the world of young figure skaters, where I've seen 10-year-olds who are skating 10 days a week, think gymnastics, volleyball, we could say now tennis, soccer, the more talented the kid is, the more they're specializing, traveling teams, club teams. So the prodigy sports is dealing with these kids, paying attention to the special uses. You know, the great Bob Guida that I talked about during our show today, great sports therapist, the late great sports therapist, had, you know, made big attention to balance work and foot mechanics. He was such a rubber bands, balance boards, mini trampolines, work on balance. And then we talked about again, whether you got a physical therapist who's working with your son or daughter, coming up with a home program that really makes sense for that particular sport. Mental side of it. You know, young figure skaters that I saw decades and decades ago were doing visualization before regular sports knew how to spell it, let alone things like sports hypnosis, and the whole real mental side of things. The tremendous importance of rest and recovery. I talk about universal exercises for all sports. Strengthen feet and ankles, work balance. Strengthen feet and ankles, work balance. Learn how to do it. What about tackle football? There is no safe tackle football. The explosion of flag football, allowing girls to really, really play and be much, much safer, to say the least, is a big deal. The experts speak out. Robert Andrews, the mental training founder of Institute of Sports, talks about the power triangle. Kate Davis, the RSD sports nutrition, creating a solid fueling plan at a young age. Adult and child psychiatrist Denise McDermott, youth athletics is mind medicine for life. Holly Benjamin, MD specialist, pediatric specialist, sports medicine, concussions in youth sports, what parents need to know. Ian Goldberg, founder of CEA of iSports 360, now with Signature Sports Media, the behavior of overzealous sports parents on the sidelines, really. Dave Epson, the 7 Habits of Savvy Sports Parents. Melissa Orth-Frey, do you think you can help your child become a better athlete? A lot of the mental side as well as the physical side. Janice Meredith, what great sports parents do. Dr. Steve Horowitz, Youth Sports Safety. Section 4, Parents' Perspective. Kurt Mango was or the author of Becoming a True Champion. He's a former gymnastics NCAA champion. His 2 daughters, 1 soccer, 1 volleyball. Talking about that. Kat Dahls, author of Get Your Goddess On. She was the second mom of Brant Moles, 1997 World Extreme Ski Champion. Speaker, life coach, Nancy Ryan, whose daughter Chloe was a great figure skater. We put her in orthotics as an 8-year-old. She became a national champion, solo ice dance. Tim Halligan, great tennis coach. So many youth great players were in his programs over the years, and his kids were highly ranked. Ann Sharkey, my co-author, putting her 2 cents in. So this is, again, now as important as ever. It's all over Amazon. If you go, you can check out again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And then we'll be back with some follow-up. It is the Sports Doctor. Again, we're sorry we missed Bear Thomas Perez, we'll get him back. It's one of the challenges of live radio. Good luck to us. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome Bear Thomas Perez, a former pro rugby player who is now the co-founder, executive publisher of Awakened Souls Media. It's a global human potential group. He went from the physical to the mental side. Bear, did we get you? Did we got the connection?
We certainly have indeed. It's great to be here. How are you?
Great. Give us some background on yourself and this your magazine. I know your wife, Ayanna, was going to be joining us, and she wasn't able to. Give us some background on you and the magazine and this human potential group.
Sure. Okay. So you touch base on the sporting element of my life. That sort of was a massive part of who I am. I went through a spiritual awakening around 2009, pretty much when my rugby side was at an end, but kind of playing still semi-professional. And yeah, the spirituality side of things really took a grip of my life. And it got to, the magazine came about, it got to about 2022. I had two strokes, and it kind of showed me really that there was.
Was that related to the head and trauma with rugby? Do you think? Of course.
It's one of those. Whether it's proven, whether it's not proven. Strangely, no. The same year in January, I was diagnosed with severe lesions on the brain. And then I suffered two strokes, one in May.
Well, in the United States, I've had experts on from around the world, like I was telling you, in the world of hyperbaric oxygen, in the world of concussion.
Yeah.
We had the team, for 40 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dr. Maroon, the neurosurgeon, was on my show last month. But the Awakened
side, the spirituality side at all levels of sports medicine and life have become such a big deal. You know, the mind-body connection over the past 20, 25 years in the United States has been an explosion. I think you're in the right place at the right time, Bear.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Obviously, exactly, 100%. Going through my rugby days, I wasn't spiritually connected or aligned, but after you kind of, when I had the strokes, I ended up on something called the Phoenix Ward, of all places, which is the rise and ashes through the rebirth. And that was a massive sign for me that spirituality had my back.
Well, this side, it's amazing. Again, on the sports doctor, you know, the mental game, as I call it, is a big deal. A few months ago, from the Netherlands, I had Gerard Wouters, who is a Taoist master, and he was talking about 2,500-year-old philosophies, things like simplicity and compassion, and he was talking about it being as relevant in today's level, whether it was business or life or sports. So the explosion of lifestyle functional medicine, this new biohacking explosion, which is really lifestyle medicine. We've been talking about it for decades on the Sports Doctor and the magazine. I mean, how many different countries are involved with the magazine and the Spiritual Awakening Soul?
So the magazine is now read in 60 countries, and we have 52,000 plus paid for readers every month. So
what profession? What areas? I know we're just generalizing, but what are the different areas, professions, and lifestyles of the people who have been involved in spreading the word with you?
Okay, so it started as the magazine, as a spiritual magazine. It was literally spiritual leaders. We were aligned as ambassadors of Gaia TV. And, you know, more recently and moreover, we've got doctors, we've got scientists, we've got biohacking experts. We have...
Yes. What's Diana doing with you? Is she keeping you on the straight and narrow or what?
Yeah, Inanna is the better half of me, and she's an amazing. Well, you'll get to speak to her yourself at some point, and she's an amazing. We are spiritually soul contracted together as well. We live, we work together. We're together 24/7. So
yes. In the discussion of holistic medicine, where I have featured the Eastern and Western cultures of medicine for decades, when it was considered alternative medicine, one or the other. And then we started to see, hey, what about the word complementary, where there wasn't arguing on what was going on? And then, you know, the faith has been a big deal in a lot of different of these areas. But it was also adversarial in many ways. The spirituality side, it was like it wasn't a problem in so many different individuals because, you know, 25 years ago it was considered voodoo. You know, now I've had guests who are, you know, from Australia who are sports hypnosis, and the whole idea of mental training has become such a big deal, including the problem side of things, where we had two of the greatest athletes in the world, Simone Biles talking about her mental challenges, and Michael Phelps talking about his.
Wow.
So, you know, all of a sudden, the word psychology wasn't scaring individuals. We want to talk more about that. What's the website people can go to find out about you and the magazine, Bear?
Yeah, perfect. It's www.awakenedsouls.earth.
Awakenedsouls.earth. All right, we're going to talk more about it. Yeah. Hold on. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market.
More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. Baird Thomas Perez, he's the co-founder and executive publisher, Awakened Souls Media, a global human potential group. And now you've attracted, and we mentioned it before the break, the cultural leaders, filmmakers, individuals in so many different areas of life that you have attracted. What are some of the, again, the groups and topics of some of the individuals, organizations that you have been working with that might be contributing to the magazine?
Yeah, sure. So we've, over the time, we have amazing souls like Robert Edward Grant. He's a massive name in amongst the spiritual element of our magazine. Very sought after to sort of do speech, live discussions. He takes tours all over the world. Amazing. We've had spiritually aligned film producers like Chiara Telesi. We met her through our time as media partners of Cannes Film Festival last year. We've got Gia Clara Jesus, who is the ambassador for peace for the United Nations and UNESCO. And now we have people like Dr. Patrick Porter, who is the CEO and an amazing soul from BrainTap. We have
he's going to be joining me sometime in the future. I have featured brain health experts for years. Again, whether it was dealing with the post-concussion world or whether it was dealing with the aspects in the world of the military and these other kinds of syndromes that have been of so serious nature. And again, one of the bottom lines is that so much of this was a tough sell for the medical community of all the countries, let alone the sports community, where again, this was considered, it was like voodoo stuff. We're not concerned. When I first saw the great Eric Soderholm from the Yankees and White Sox in 1978 to put orthotics in his spikes, he had a hypnotist with him, and the White Sox and Yankees thought he was nuts in 1978. And today, again, it's one of the areas, the area of mental training in a culture of social media post-pandemic, this has become a tremendous challenge in all areas of life. And I don't think anybody argues with the importance, for instance, of, that whole topic of human potential and spirituality. It's got a much, much, much broader audience, right?
100%. Dr. Bob, when I was actually going back to mindset and the human potential, when I was in hospital and totally left-sided paralyzed, it was my spirituality, my mindset, which allowed me, I'm fully functioned, I'm fully fit, I'm fully able. Whereas back then, you kind of feel, I'm going to give up, I'm going to give up. But it's the mindset side of things that allowed me to overcome that obstacle.
Yes, the big point is now science agrees with you. The neuroscientists that I've had on as guests, the experts from all areas of the brain, the nervous system, et cetera, the science of it now is starting really to give all sorts of credibility to what was considered myths and,
religion and some of these other things that weren't based on some of the different facts of science. And I think that's been a tremendous boost where we're starting to see more and more of the cooperation, again, of the medical community in so many different mm-hmm. areas. This is a very, very big challenge with the pediatric community and some 100%. Of these different challenges. So the cooperation with a lot of these different groups, this is one of the exciting parts. You know, my first guest, C-Rock, Mike Sciarocco, that one community where we have so many different experts and guests in so many different areas, the podcast world, you know, spread the word of mind-body.
100%. This is why we're so blessed to have all these people in our magazine to share the word, to share and enlighten the world with what we thought we knew, we didn't know, and now we are actually being able to present that so people are awakened to the real information to help your mind, to help your brain, to help you heal, to help you move forward through life. It's such a beautiful thing that we're able to know.
And it works.
Podcast.
And the point is it works. It's a weapon in chronic illness, chronic pain. It's a weapon in all areas of prevention and high performance. As again, they're starting to see that people do so much better if they have this type of activity to add to what they're doing. To whatever they're dealing with, again, whether it's the highest areas of performance or it's preventing problems in one regard or another. And, you know, social media has been a tremendous boost, and it's also been a tremendous headache and nightmare in so many different areas. How are you guys doing with it, Bear?
Thank you. I appreciate that. We've had some challenges with social media in the past. But actually, it's a very good thing to be able to share certain elements, boost what you're already doing in your magazine and via our school community. So social media is also an aid to get the messages across, which is just an amazing thing, right? How things are transitioning to aid everything that we're trying to get out. This is just amazing. So,
hey, is the rugby community learning anything from you these days?
Well, I was coaching an academy of children, 320 children, but that was pre-awakened state, and now obviously we're not in the UK, so maybe once we get settled and grounded again, we can, you know, the irony.
Well, you know, again, if you want children to enjoy their life, if you want them to have a good time, then the idea, the importance of sports at all levels is such a big deal. This is one of the challenges we're dealing with with juvenile type 2 diabetes, which they had to rename it 20, 25 years ago because it was just adult onset. But now there's explosion of diabetes in teenagers and the importance of exercise. And sports is a big part of it. Not the only part, but it's a big part of it. And attitude with these kids.
100%.
Again, and the spiritual side is a big deal, but, you know, organized religion, I think, you know, sometimes, I don't know how much of an asset it is.
It's a massive asset. I mean, I grew up, I suffered with childhood epilepsy as a child and couldn't start playing rugby until, well, my epileptic seizures stopped when I was 8. And then I was able to sort of delve into sport. Actually, sport was a saving grace.
They allowed you to play rugby when you had had seizures.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it probably knocked a bit of sense into me, but it was motivation.
Well, I'll tell you, man, we got you on the roster, Bear, and we'll have you back with your wife, Yana, in the future. Give us again where people could find out about you and your work and the magazine.
Perfect. Yeah, you can find us on www.awakenedsouls.earth.
Awakenedsouls.earth. Again, we want to thank Bear Thomas Perez. Everybody, it's live radio, and we count on our friends here at DBS. Okay, Bear, hold on quickly. We'll catch you next week.